Too much wahala in this country. Wahala if you're a bystander, watching the protests from afar, hands tucked in pockets. Wahala if a stray bullet finds a home in your bones or liver. Wahala if you come to land base to protest chants and hired hoodlums turn it to bedlam. Wahala if you drive there with your Camry and drive home with a cracked windshield. Wahala if you drive your car through a police checkpoint at night. Wahala if the road is empty. Wahala if you are the young man behind the wheels. Wahala if your head isn't shaven. Wahala if you are nearby when a cop shoots another cop. Wahala if they wash the blood off their hands and bathe you in it. Wahala if there is no video evidence to towel you clean. Wahala if you do not know bigwig lawmakers to nick you from the jaws of torture. Wahala if the police swear they did not nab you. Wahala if they actually did nab you and are lying. Wahala if you are already stewing in their belly, writhing like upset intestine amongst others in a dingy cell. Wahala if you are unfamiliar with the smell of conch piss and shit. Wahala for your corpse that will never be buried. Wahala for the mother that won't kiss your cold cheek. Wahala for the river that will eat you. Wahala here. Wahala there. Wahala everywhere. But no wahala for the cop whose forefinger twitched on the trigger like an apoplectic. Wahala for the government running out of tricks, for thinking they can swat at us like flies. Wahala that they do not know their harsh blowings has stirred wisps of smoke where slumbering tinder-nest once lay. Wahala that they do not realize they are making dragons out of us.